From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China is criticizing a U.S. government report that labels it as a potential nuclear adversary. In a statement from the Chinese Defense Ministry on Sunday, China called on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal and said it is firmly opposed to the report. It promised that China will never be the first to use nuclear weapons under any circumstances. On Friday, the Pentagon released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, outlining U.S. plans for updating the United States' current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday, protesting a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. The two countries have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. Greece has blocked Macedonians' efforts to join the European Union and NATO because of the name dispute. The ceremonial head of state will lead North Korea's delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. Kim Jong-nam is the leader of the North Korean parliament. He'll be accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. And an extreme right-wing politician, Italian politician, showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out a day earlier in which he allegedly shot six people of African descent. They were wounded. He is 28-year-old Luca Trena, being held on multiple counts of attempted murder. This is VOA News.